Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Today, my daughter Salish is trapped inside this tiny room, and every hour she'll have to survive a challenge with a new person. Are you sure you want to quit?
Look how nervous she is.
Are you dating Kato?
What is happening in this room right now? If she loses four challenges or leaves the room, she loses and I win the Matter Cup.
Oh, Dad, we're doing the Matter Cup again? This is going to be like the third week in a row.
I know, but we're going for the end of the year prize, and I'm already down by six, so we got to keep doing it.
So you're down by 6-7?
No, I'm down by six. Really? First challenge?
I'm Salish!
30 Salishes!
What?
Sean does magic. He has a timer. Salish is going to have to hide herself among all the Salishes, and I have 10 seconds to find her.
Where do I go?
If I find her, she gets her first X. If I can't find her, she wins this round. 3, 2, 1, go!
There's so much going on right now. 6 seconds, 8, 9, 10, time!
Oh, she's right there! Oh, no! Next round, Salish is trapped with 5 teen girls. 4 of them are actors, and 1 took a selfie with Salish. Salish will have 2 minutes to figure out who it is.
I actually met Salish, but I came up with the best stories. But I watched a ton of videos, but I did my research. But I'm an incredible liar, so she's totally gonna believe my story.
Hi, guys! Hi! Oh!
Salish really likes when somebody asks her for a photo, but I'm not sure she'll remember the person several weeks later, so this is testing her memory.
Well, guys, I already know who it is. We met like a couple weeks at Chipotle, right?
Yeah.
All right, Dad, next challenge. That was so easy.
What? Next round, Salish is trapped with a masked creator. If she can't figure out who it is, I win this round.
You have 10 questions. At the end of 10 questions, you have to guess who it is.
Do I know you?
No.
How long have I known you?
1 year.
Are you a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Have we ever made a video together?
Yeah.
Are you younger than me?
Yeah.
Are you older than me?
Dude.
What?
They're not older than
me. Oh! Have we filmed in California together?
Yeah.
Salish, we film almost all our videos in California. There's 3 questions left.
Have we filmed out of school before?
Yeah.
I think I know who it is.
Who do you think it is, Salish?
Are you Alan Chicken Chow?
Yes! Yes!
The last game in the world.
Next, Salish, you're going to be trapped in the room with Jay from Prehistoric Pets.
Nope. Uh-uh. Come on.
Why are you so excited, Jay?
For those of you who don't know, Jay, Prehistoric Pets, is some of the craziest animals on the planet, and all of them freak Salish out. So, Salish, you're gonna play a game of what's in the box with Jay.
No.
All you have to do is put on that blindfold.
No, I can't do that.
Well, if you don't do that, you get a strike.
Colin, you have to tell me if it's an animal, okay?
I will.
Colin will not be helping you at all or else you get a strike.
Never mind.
No, Colin!
Jay is coming in with his first animal or not?
No, no, no.
This is perfect. She's freaking out right now because I knew this would happen. Just seeing Jay might make her quit this whole thing.
Salish, you gotta put each hand.
No, you probably have an animal on you.
Could you guys hurry up before the thing closes out?
Stop!
Okay, come on. You have to guess what's in the box. You have to get all three right.
No, what is that? I feel bad. I just threw it.
What's in the box?
Oh, it's a grape.
Okay, wait. Are you allowed to smell it? Come on in, Jay. Salish, go ahead.
No.
You gotta guess exactly what it is.
Oh, it's moisturizer. It's so soft. I see two of yours, right?
Yes, wow. I say, you ready? Go.
What the heck?
What was that?
It was your hand.
Come on in, Jay, for the next one.
What the heck? No,
Do you want to quit?
I'm not touching that, nope.
If you quit, if you don't do this, you're going to lose this round. Are you sure you want to quit?
Yeah, I'm certain.
Okay, yes, wait, yes.
It's a hat?
Yes! I'm gonna come get you, Madacup!
Salish is done!
After being trapped for hours in this box, it seems like Salish still has a ton of energy. So my next challenge will be perfect to help her use a little bit of that energy.
Salish, next you're gonna be trapped in the room with Sophie Dossi.
That's not bad.
Hello!
Hi!
Sophie is a 2-time Golden Buzzer winner on America's Got Talent. So today you have 10 minutes to choreograph an AGT audition.
All right.
Okay. So, I have some ideas.
What she doesn't know is the actual judges from AGT are coming to judge them.
You will do this. The routine starts like this. We both drop down on the splits.
Going to a handstand?
Yes. I go into a backbend. You stand on my hips. That's how it ends, and then you go that.
I think we got the routine.
Do the whole thing, and then at the end, just hit their golden buzzer.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Dad. Let me practice shooting it really quick.
No.
Good job. Awesome. That was a great high five.
Almost as good as our routine.
It's good that they're really confident right now, but let's see where their confidence goes when this happens.
Would you like to show us the wallpaper on your phone?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there might be somebody in that wallpaper with you.
All right, girls, this is your AGT audition, and we have actual AGT judges. Come on over.
Sophie.
We're cooked.
Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to see you again.
Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Come on, so we've got 2 red buzzers and a golden buzzer.
Now, tell me about the stakes here.
Red buzzers don't like
it. No, red buzzers always mean you don't like
it. I know, but I'm just clarifying because sometimes you don't know what you're doing.
Do you want some real feedback here?
Yeah.
No, I think like the golden buzzer would be great.
You want the
golden
buzzer.
That's what you're saying.
Right, everyone wants the golden buzzer. I get that. Okay, but you know, if you get the golden buzzer, that's what I was told, this actually means that you will be on the final of AGT.
Hold on.
Oh. Yes.
I thought that was just if she gets the golden buzzer that she's good at the challenge.
No.
I thought that too.
I produced the show.
You're on the wrong show right now.
Wait, hold on. This was not part of the plans.
Yeah, no, this is a contractual agreement that if I press this, this automatically sends someone to the finals of the show.
That's how you do it on the show.
Everything's connected.
So guys, not only are you competing to win the Matter Cup today, but you're also competing to get on AGT finals.
Yeah, we know your name. We know where you come from. I don't know what the act is. We always say there's a space in the final, so good luck.
Good luck, girls. Now remember, if it's not very good, you can hit that red buzzer. It's gonna help me a lot. Thanks.
Bad.
I didn't spit. What?
Did you ever see The Exorcist? This is like a nightmare.
What's going on? I can't find it, Sophie. It's right there. Come here, where's the cup? You gotta get the cup.
This is a total disaster. I'm gonna definitely get this point. There's no way.
Oh my goodness.
Don't worry, take your time.
Okay.
Anywhere you want.
Sophie?
She's gonna point it at us.
Oh yeah, guys, you might wanna watch out.
Oh well.
All right. Yeah, we've got quite an important couple of days coming up.
Hit Simon, not me.
No, it's getting better, it's getting better.
No! Go grab it!
Sophie, I'm just gonna shoot it.
You gotta get up.
No! I'm so mad.
Are you trying to shoot this at us?
You shoot it.
Now she's got a really good aim.
How have they not hit the red buzzer yet?
Okay.
You rehearsed that?
Yeah.
How long have you been rehearsing that for?
5 minutes.
Cap, you rehearsed for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think this is all wrong.
I think that it was golden buzzer.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think. Sometimes an act is so bad, weirdly, it's brilliant.
No, but that wasn't...
No, but it was fantastically awful.
No, actually no.
I'd rather have something fantastically bad than just bad. And it was so bad, I'm gonna give you this.
No, don't! No way!
I'm doing it.
What happened? No!
Yeah!
No!
You are in the finals of AGT.
What is going on?
It's one of the worst acts I've ever seen in my life. Congratulations. That was the worst.
I'm really honored.
Yeah, that's something I will never forget. So thank you.
Of course.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Yeah. Well, have a nice day.
Well, after that, no, but thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, actually, it doesn't count because there was no confetti when you hit the gold.
Really? Oh, well, watch that. Overruled, yeah! My friend. See you on Tuesday.
I know that Simon is pretty scary, but I'm 100% sure that he isn't going to be as scary as the next challenge.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't think so.
We're going to be playing Two Truths and a Lie. I'm going to tell you three ghost stories that have happened to me, but one of them is a lie. So if you guess wrong, you get a strike.
Okay.
By the way, you know Salish well enough to know we had to have a fire extinguisher close by.
Hey!
Hopefully we don't have to use it.
So me and my buddy, we were in the canals of Mexico City because we're going to Doll Island.
Okay.
When you summon a spirit into a doll, you can have like a conversation with it. It was really terrifying because maybe this doll didn't get up and run around, but we were able to use our ghost equipment to have a conversation with it afterwards. And it threatened us that it was gonna follow us home. And so we said, let's try to cleanse this doll. And we threw it into this canal. The doll kind of swam away.
What?
They just lost the doll. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Have you seen any horror movies recently?
I just saw The Conjuring a couple days ago.
Okay, that actual house.
Oh, they were in The Conjuring house?
When we walked in, we were like, what actually happened at this little duplex?
All right, well, what color is The Conjuring house?
I think it was white.
Oh, so actually, it was this white, like it wasn't dirty at all from the demon.
Maybe it was a little dirty, like a handprint on the wall type of thing.
Okay.
But it was mostly white, I would say.
So why did you go into the house?
I mean, the whole point of this is to prove ghosts are real. So we investigated for a few hours and, you know, some certain things happened. Lights flashing, doors kind of creaking open and stuff. And at the end of the night, we really wanted to get some concrete answers. So we had this witch come in and do a real Ouija board session that gave us these answers that would lead it to believe that all the evidence of this true story that this Conjuring movie is based on might have not been real.
Oh my God, if this story is real, that means the Conjuring is fake.
But the spirit at the end kind of threatened us and was like, if you tell that story to the world, we might haunt you forever.
Oh, that's like, a little scary.
Yeah. Third story. Me and my friend Colby, we went to this sacred land out in the Nevada deserts.
Okay.
We come across this little town. For hundreds of years, people have been saying this town is haunted by these things called skinwalkers. And when we got there, we decided we want to see these spirits. And so the best possible thing to do was to offer our own blood as a ritual.
Oh.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because it was blood, that's bonding forever. And we will never, ever get rid of the spirits that we invited in.
Cool.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Salish, if you pick the correct fake story, you win this round, but if you pick the wrong one, you lose and you get a strike.
All right, well, you didn't really know what color the Conjuring house was, so I think I might pick that one.
You think going to the Conjuring house is fake?
Yeah.
The fake story was Doll Island.
What?
Yes! Yes, she gets a strike! Yes! Salish doesn't care that much about the ghost stories, but I know exactly what to do to freak her out. Talking about her feelings. Next challenge, Salish, you are trapped inside with a family therapist.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Sue.
I'm Salish, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So you can have a seat here.
Okay, what are we doing here?
We're gonna do a little family therapy.
I know it doesn't look that scary right now, but just wait to see the questions we have prepared for her later.
You're gonna tell us the biggest secret you are keeping from the world right now.
Let me join this real quick.
Oh, wait, Dad.
This is Dr. Sue, and she is a professional family therapist, and she is going to determine which one of us is better able to communicate without getting defensive. Can I go first?
No, can I go first?
Who should go first?
Youngest.
Youngest, okay.
You're just, like, embarrassing. Like, a couple days ago, remember how you had to take your car into, like, the workshop or whatever because the battery was done? So you had to get that stupid Cybertruck because they gave you the stupid Cybertruck, which looks stupid. And not only you pick me up in school, you get out of the car filming me saying, Salish, Salish, come on, Salish, come on, Salish.
I did that. Salish. Salish, come in your new
I can't be walking around with kids yelling, Cybertruck girl, Cybertruck girl. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Can you reflect back the feelings that she shared?
Yes, embarrassment. And I intentionally embarrassed her. I was laughing the whole way to school. I couldn't wait to do it.
We're really getting nowhere. You guys are just going back and forth
with one
another.
Come on, Dad, get somewhere. Let's go.
Okay.
Salish, do you feel, like, empowered to make your own decisions?
No, he keeps my decisions away from me.
You decide when you get up, you decide when you go to, you gotta decide everything. Like, I don't make any decisions for this kid.
You make all my decisions.
You are just, she's just doing this now to drive me crazy because I don't make any decision. Like, I actually don't.
I think you're not hearing each other.
Oh, no, I.
Oh my God.
What the heck was that?
Wipe your clothes or your hair.
When you say that you don't love my clothes and that I fuck you, it really means that you love me a lot.
This is all going south. How did you do that? Oh, Cyrus. Okay. Salish with a bullhorn is a bad idea. Let's just put this down here.
If my husband ever asks me, hey, Salish, let's go to therapy family, immediately I'm gonna block him.
Block him? He's your husband.
You're living with him. Block him on Snap.
Here's the assessment. Nobody won.
What?
You both lose. You both suck at communication. It's real bad.
All right, Dad, you can head on out too.
No, I'm not gonna head out because don't take that. There's therapy. Ow!
All right, what's the next challenge?
Next challenge, Salish is trapped inside with a Sephora kid.
What?
Hello. Oh my God. Congratulations on your new skincare brand.
Thank you so much.
Here is a bunch of products. Since you have a product in Sephora, that means you must know all about Sephora. C is going to give you three questions. You have to answer all three questions accurately to pass this round. Otherwise, you get a... All right, go get them.
Which one of these products are not from Sephora?
All right, I think it's the Pacifica, obviously.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, all right.
The next question is, which of these products was started by someone who worked at Sephora?
Oh.
That's hard, I don't know that.
I think it's Makeup by Mario. He used to work at Sephora, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Wow, I'm really cooking at this challenge.
Final question, please make it difficult.
The last question is, you should rank all of these products from most to least expensive.
Well, I'm gonna start off with Sincerely Yours. This is absolutely the least expensive product. I know that for a fact. This is $25. So I'm gonna put it right there.
Two more. If she gets this wrong, I win this round. She gets an X.
This is 2 ounces and this is 1 ounce. So I'm assuming that the 1 ounce will be right there and the 2 ounce will be right there.
You're correct.
I'm right.
No X's.
Yay.
Next challenge, Salish is trapped inside with a mind reader.
My dad has kind of told me about you and I don't really believe mind reading.
This is Max, he's a professional mind reader and mentalist. Unbelievable stuff. And he's gonna do three tricks to you. And if all three tricks works and he reads your mind all three times, I win this round and you get a strike.
We should get warmed up. I want you to hold on to this. You're gonna take this dice. Check it out, make sure all the numbers are there.
Yeah, they all look there.
Drop the dice in the mug, cover it up with your hand, one hand on top, and give it a shake. I'm gonna look away, hold it flat like this. You're gonna take a peek and look at what number you rolled. You're gonna count out loud for me from 1 to 6. Try to make all the numbers sound the same.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Little smirk on the 6, was that the number you went for?
Yeah.
Yeah? Show the camera, take the mug over there.
What?
Yes!
Now you understand the game. Now, Salish, you can play back at me. Try to give me your poker face. Try to throw me off a little bit. Only this time, count inside your mind. Nothing out loud. Look at me now.
No way. Actually, no way.
was a 4 that time, wasn't it? Can you show the camera?
I love this stuff. It's crazy.
I know your dad wants to win this round, but yeah. I think it would be really cool if you read his mind.
Okay.
Are you down?
Yeah.
Give him the cup, drop the dice in the mug, shake it up. When you're ready, stop and hold steady. Salish, you're going to close your eyes and you're going to put your fingers in your ears. We're going to give her a moment to stay inside. And when you're ready, you're going to open your eyes.
Can I say the number?
What do you think it is?
I guess 2.
Have you looked?
No.
Take a peek.
How is that possible? Look, how is that even a thing? Do you believe yet?
Oh no, I don't believe at all.
Well, this is just basic. Let's raise the bar. Get out of here, get out.
That was so crazy. I love this stuff.
I want to try something where I can change the way you see the world. Come next to me so you can see this. I'll kind of hold it up towards the camera. These all should be pretty easy for you. What does that say? Just don't look at the picture, but read what it says.
Dog.
Dog, yeah, and what's that one say?
Ladybug.
Ladybug. Okay, don't look at this one, but I'm gonna show the camera. Jordan, out there, can you see this word right here? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a word definitely that you know?
Yes.
Is this a word definitely everybody knows?
Yes.
I'm gonna take away your ability to read. I know this sounds crazy, but can you just sound out? What does that say there? Just phonetically, what does that say? Try to read it.
Mubics.
Yeah? And then just try to read this one. Just sound it out.
No!
Well, what about, well, the picture helps sometimes. What animal is that right there?
A frog.
And try to read the word right there, though. What does it say?
FBGB.
And what does that say right there?
SMBXE.
Can you look at me? You know how to read, right?
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy. I can actually just drop that right back in your head, and now you should be able to read this perfectly. What's that say right there?
Snake.
Jordan, is that what I just showed you?
Yes, it's the same thing.
And what does
thing.
That say right there?
Frog.
Oh my God.
Wow. You know what? I like kind of believe you, but like I think what would make me really believe you is if you hypnotize my dad.
Put your feet together, your heels and your toes. Upper body relaxed, that head can just drift down a little bit deeper and deeper. In a moment, you're gonna open your eyes. You will not remember any of this. You will not remember being hypnotized. You'll swear you were not hypnotized and that you couldn't be hypnotized. 1, 2, wide awake, open your eyes.
What just happened, actually?
You just walked in.
I know.
Right.
But she's laughing.
Well, because we did the magic before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she couldn't read. That's why we were laughing. Have you ever been hypnotized?
No.
Do you think you could be hypnotized?
No.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. Thanks for having me, though.
Did I just get hypnotized? Is that what just happened?
No.
Is this a joke or not?
No. No.
I need to ask my wife something because I don't trust them. I think they're pranking me. Did this actually happen? For real, actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dad, come watch the footage.
Open your eyes. You will not remember any of this. You will not remember being hypnotized. You'll swear you were not hypnotized and that you couldn't be hypnotized. 1, 2, wide awake, open your eyes.
Wow. Okay.
All right, you know what, Dad? I didn't really believe in mentalism before that whole thing happened, but Max, I think you convinced me.
So I think your dad might have won this round.
I think so, but that was worth seeing him get hypnotized.
Your hand, I'm just gonna undo this so you can remember everything. And each time I shake your hand, your eyes get heavier and heavier. That's 1. That's 2. Close your eyes. 3. Sleep deep, all the way down deeper. You'll remember everything that happened. You'll be excited for the rest of the shoot. You'll be more clear than you've been all day. You'll know exactly where you need to go and what needs to happen next. As I count you up from 1 to 5, 1, take a deep breath in, 2, let it out, 3, for the energy of your family, and 4, 5, open your eyes wide awake, feeling great.
Do you remember what happened?
What is going on? Wow, I gotta get some air.
Did you see him light up when he opened his eyes?
Oh no, I already know what's happening.
The next challenge, Salish is trapped inside the room with Jolie from Pucker Up.
Salish!
Hi! How pumped are you?
So pumped.
Are you so excited to eat the sour candy?
Oh, I can't wait.
Every week, Jolie has the biggest influencers answer crazy questions while eating the world's most sour candy.
Would you date Ariana?
Oh.
Let's see how this goes. If you get a strike, this thing is all over. Jolie has come up with 5 questions. After every question, you get a more sour candy. If you say no or pass to any question, you automatically lose this challenge and you lose the entire thing, and I'm 1 step closer to the Matter Cup. Good luck.
Okay, Salish, are you ready for Pucker Up?
I'm so ready.
You're gonna eat one no matter what. If you don't answer, you eat another one of the same level.
Okay.
Okay, ready for level 1? Okay, you were able to keep your skincare line, Sincerely Yours, a secret for over a year. So you're gonna tell us the biggest secret you are keeping from the world right now.
That's only a level 1 question.
Wow.
It's gonna get harder.
I mean, not to be weird, but I always said that, like, I liked Needle when I was 10, but, like, I think I liked him when I was, like, 12, too. So, like, that's a secret.
There was more than 1 year that you might have
liked. Yeah, there was only more than 1 year.
She just said she had a crush on Needle when she was 12.
Okay, well, you answered level one. How was it?
It was so sour in the beginning.
Well, we're moving right along to level two. Okay, we know that you are now a voice in Angry Birds Movie 3. Some of your co-stars are Walker Scobell, Mr. B. So who would you choose from the cast to do a video with, and what would the idea be for the video? Do you know Walker?
I DM'd him a little bit after, like, last year Kids' Choice Awards. Him, because he's, like, around my age, and I like working with people around my age. But I don't know what the video would be.
When you were at KCA's with Walker, did you think he was cute?
No.
Are you sure?
Who would think?
So you don't think he's cute?
No. I thought he was good looking, but, like, I have a crush on him. Like, I didn't know it.
What do you think is the best ship edit that's been made of you?
Of me?
With which person?
This is happening here.
There's so many good ones of, like, me and Needle, because we've been friends for so long. So they have, like, clips to use of, like, when we were, like, 10. So probably one of those, but, like, just as friends. No, I don't want to eat number three. This looks scary.
You got this. You got it. Okay, so you recently reposted a TikTok that said, "A hug will literally make my day." Who did you think of when you reposted that TikTok, and who do you want to hug you right now?
When I reposted that, I probably thought I was reposting it on my private.
You weren't.
Not that I like him, but Kato's a pretty good hugger. But not that I like him.
Wait, but you said you have a private account? You thought you posted reposted a private one?
Yeah.
Is it literally private?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows it?
And a lot of people have figured it out, but, like,
you don't accept them?
Not really, no.
What would we see on there? Do you post videos?
I've posted a couple, I think.
With who? Or yourself?
Just myself. Okay. And my friends.
Okay, ready for level
no, four? No, I'm not ready. No, my tongue is burning so much right now.
Cheers. Okay. Okay, it takes 5 seconds. You'll be fine. So, what does your dream date look like? Give some hints to maybe someone watching.
Jolie, you want to ask any, like, what's your favorite breakfast questions?
No.
Just dating.
Going to the beach. I really like the beach.
And then how often do you talk to Kato when you two aren't filming?
Every day. He always sends me TikTok.
You have been hanging out with Tsunami a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you love about Tsunami?
Like, she's so sweet, and she's just really smart.
You ship her and Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any secrets about them that the internet doesn't know?
Yes. Definitely.
Weren't we doing 5 questions?
No, we actually like to add a couple in as follow-ups just to do our due diligence, you know?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of 5, ready for level 5?
No!
Jolie didn't tell me any of these questions, so I have no idea what's coming next.
Salish, before we get to the final question, would you like to show us the wallpaper on your phone?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I kind of saw it down there, and there might be somebody in that wallpaper with you.
Kato.
Is that, where is that from?
It's from when we went to Universal for Halloween Horror Nights.
Say, there's only one question left. This is the final. This is what everybody wants to know.
Okay.
Ready?
No, I'm scared.
Level 5. Are you ready? Okay.
If she doesn't answer this question, she gets a final X.
This is a question that the entire world would like an answer to. Are you dating Kato?
Oh.
I don't want her to answer that question.
I really like him. He's super sweet. And he has a good personality. He's nice. But I mean, I think I might keep this private for a little bit, but maybe I'll tell you soon. Yeah, I think I'm gonna skip this question. But thank you. Nice to see you again. Good job, Dad. You won.
That was awesome. That was a super mature decision for her not to answer that question. We'll see you guys next week.